This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We had assumed that vacation time was more or less over for most Michigan families, but businesses on Mackinac Island are asking folks to take a second look. Several of the island's resorts have come together to find reasons for people to come stay this fall as a way to help their kids learn. Liz Ware is with the marketing department with Mission Point Resort on Mackinac Island. Liz, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. We last checked in with you in springtime, and I just wanted to start out by asking how the summer went.
It went remarkably well. Mackinac is perfectly positioned to have guests over the course of the summer. We remained very diligent with safety protocols, and we had a lot of people coming. It was really great.
Do you have any sense of how the number of overnight stays you did this summer might compare with years past?
Sure. So we ran at about a steady 85% occupancy. Typically in July and August, that would be closer to 100%. We would have been able to do that had we had more staff, but we just couldn't fully service the hotel with the amount of staff that we had. So the demand was absolutely there. And we're seeing that going into the fall as well.
That's interesting. It's sort of in line with what we've seen for some service industry businesses and retail on the mainland. You know, it's not so much the consumer demand, but just who you can get to help you out at a time when folks have health concerns.
Absolutely.
So how did the idea for education-oriented stays for families come up?
Well, a lot of our business in the fall is typically meetings and group business, and that obviously is not taking place this year. But with everyone being working from home and school being online, it's just the perfect opportunity to go up to the island and take your online classes, your work, but also then really get to know the island and everything it has to offer. There is so much history on the island. There's arts, culture. There's so many opportunities to immerse yourself and to learn while you're getting away and enjoying things.
The first thing that popped into my mind, Liz, was, can I do this? I mean, the reason I usually come to Mackinac Island is to get away from my screens, partly because, if I may say so, the Wi-Fi infrastructure has not really been conducive to constantly checking Facebook every 5 minutes. I mean, that was something I valued, but is it possible for people to stay connected if they have classes or, you know, some work from home that they need to do?
Absolutely. So over the past year or so, we have really worked to upgrade the Wi-Fi and the connectivity on the island, and especially at Mission Point. So we have a conference center that was recently renovated, and we are fully capable of having everyone come in, get a workspace, and be able to connect.
So what were the interested parties here able to come up with to offer to maybe families who are homeschooling their kids this year?
So we have garden tours and history tours and a lot of books and things for people to look at. But the state park really stepped it up and put together a whole series of guided tours with online materials as well, so that you can go through and then you can go through the state park, you can go through the fort, and then you can go back online and do their worksheets. And that's really great, which is something that they haven't done in the past, and which we will continue to see that as a valuable resource.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else to the packages that are being offered right now that are a little beyond the realm of what you usually offer?
Sure. Just the fact that we have dedicated spaces for families to work and learn from. We haven't done that in the past. We can provide box lunches, and really give people a dedicated space outside of their hotel room to work. And then obviously after that, go out and enjoy the island and learn through immersion.
Have you had any takers so far?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We actually, in fact, last Sunday, we had a couple that walked in the door at Mission Point and said, we were going to have a big wedding next year, but we'd like to get married right now. And they did. We got it all set up for them.
Wow. Have many families been booking to maybe bring their kids for the homeschooling opportunities?
Yes, they absolutely have. And a lot of people have said it's just a terrific opportunity to get away from the home and really start the school year off with an exciting adventure.
Do the packages take health and safety into consideration?
We take health and safety into consideration every day at Mission Point. We do ask that guests wear masks. They do need to wear their masks in the lobby. It is something that is extremely important. Not only is it an executive order from the governor, but if it isn't being taken seriously, people can get sick. And we absolutely don't want to do that. We don't want to close our doors. So it is something that's of extreme observation and caution at Mission Point and throughout the island.
Would you say that there were lessons learned over the summer, either at Mission Point or among all the businesses on the island, about how this can work or whether it can work at physical distance?
From the beginning of COVID-19, Mackinac Island took it very seriously. We have a unique environment there. And members of the city council, the mayor's office, business leaders, community leaders all came together and created a task force. We have met consistently at least once a week to discuss issues on the island and to make sure that there was enforcement of the executive orders and complete understanding of what needed to take place in order for us to open. Because at one point in time, we weren't sure if we were even going to be able to open. So not only were we able to open, but we maintained most of a season, which was really, really remarkable. But it's only being done because we're very cautious about it.
Liz, how far into the fall do you think these packages can extend Mackinac Island's tourist season?
So typically our season ends the third week of October with the race. And the race won't be happening this year, but we do see people coming. So I think there are going to be a couple of factors. It is going to be what's happening at the schools and the weather and people's ability to feel comfortable. So right now we are looking at having packages available until the 24th of October, which would be the last day that we would be open.
Yeah. And how far would you say that there's a number or a date? I mean, I don't know if like a 1-for-1 ratio for extending the season would even be useful right now, but what do businesses on the island have to recoup in order to stay viable?
I think it's different for each business. For us, a lot of our business in the fall was the group business that is no longer there. So we are looking at not only did we open 2 months late when we were only open for 6 months to begin with, we lost a lot of that group business. So it has been a challenging year. However, as I said, we've done better than we had expected to do. And I think that a lot of the island businesses are in the same position. It wasn't the best year by any means, but we came out of it better than we thought we would.
Right. I know that last time we talked, you were not actually on the island, but I'm guessing you did get up there this summer.
I absolutely did get up there this summer. The island is one of my favorite places in the entire world.
Right. So what was the vibe like on the island in June, July, and August?
The vibe on the island was happy. I can't remember seeing so many smiling faces. People were happy to be out and to be enjoying the Great Lawn and to be seeing other people. There was absolutely social distancing, but it was a happy, happy vibe.
Liz Ware is Marketing Director for Mission Point Resort on Mackinac Island. Liz, it's very good to talk to you. Take care.
Bye-bye.